Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Life Force is a health and longevity book by Tony Robbins that surveys fast-moving advances in precision medicine and invites readers to become more proactive stewards of their own biology. Rather than focusing only on diet rules or motivational slogans, it frames modern well-being as a data-driven, highly personalized process shaped by genetics, biomarkers, environment, habits, and early detection. The book explores why many chronic diseases progress silently for years and how new diagnostics and therapies aim to intervene earlier, more precisely, and with fewer side effects. It also highlights the human stakes, preserving energy, cognition, mobility, and emotional resilience so people can show up for family and work with greater capacity. In an accessible, big-picture style, Robbins connects emerging medical tools with practical choices. Readers can discuss with clinicians, from testing strategies to prevention-oriented routines. The result is a roadmap for understanding what is changing in healthcare and how to use those changes wisely. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, precision medicine and the shift from sick care to healthcare. A central idea is that medicine is moving from reactive treatment toward predictive and preventive care, using individualized information rather than one-size-fits-all averages. The book explains the logic of precision medicine. Your risk for heart disease, diabetes, cancer, or neurodegeneration depends on a unique mix of genetics, inflammation, metabolic health, hormone status, exposures, sleep, stress, and lifestyle patterns. Instead of waiting for symptoms, the goal becomes measuring relevant markers early, tracking changes over time, and addressing root causes before damage accumulates. This perspective reframes the doctor visit from a problem-solving appointment to an ongoing partnership for performance and longevity. It also emphasizes the difference between lifespan and health span, prioritizing years lived with strength, mobility, and mental clarity. Readers are encouraged to think in systems, such as how insulin resistance interacts with vascular health and brain function, and how small improvements across multiple levers compound. By positioning the reader as an informed participant, the book sets expectations for asking better questions, selecting appropriate tests, and interpreting results within personal context rather than generic reference ranges. Secondly, biomarkers, testing, and early detection as personal dashboards, the book highlights the practical value of measurement, arguing that what gets tracked can be improved and what is ignored can quietly worsen. It points to a growing menu of tools that can make health more visible, including advanced blood work, imaging, and other screening approaches that aim to identify risk earlier than conventional checkups. The underlying message is not to chase endless tests, but to build a coherent dashboard aligned with personal goals and family history. Readers are guided to consider markers tied to cardiometabolic risk, inflammation, nutrient status, and hormonal balance, then follow trends rather than obsess over a single snapshot. Early detection is framed as a way to preserve options. Catching atherosclerosis, metabolic dysfunction, or abnormal cellular changes sooner can broaden the range of interventions and reduce the need for extreme measures later. The book also notes the importance of interpreting data with qualified medical support, especially when results can cause unnecessary anxiety or lead to overtreatment. Used well, testing becomes a feedback loop that rewards sustainable habits and helps target interventions with higher payoff. Thirdly, regenerative and advanced therapies, promise, limits, and responsible optimism, Life Force surveys emerging therapies that aim to repair, replace, or retrain biological systems rather than only managing symptoms. Within the broader category of regenerative medicine, the book discusses how modern approaches are being developed to support tissue recovery, immune function, and targeted disease treatment. It emphasizes the excitement around innovation, while also acknowledging that not every headline translates into a proven, widely available solution. A key theme is discernment, evaluating clinical evidence, understanding regulatory status, and distinguishing between legitimate medical practice and hype-driven marketing. The book encourages readers to ask practical questions about safety, side effects, patient selection, and realistic outcomes, and to avoid the trap of believing that a single breakthrough will substitute for foundational health behaviors. It also frames advanced therapies as potentially life-changing for specific cases, especially when combined with earlier detection and individualized risk management. By presenting the frontier alongside the guardrails, the book positions readers to be hopeful without being careless, and to see innovation as a complement to prevention rather than a replacement. Fourthly, lifestyle as medicine, nutrition, movement, sleep, stress, and environment. Even while exploring cutting-edge science, the book repeatedly returns to the idea that everyday inputs shape how genes express and how risks accumulate. It frames lifestyle as a medical intervention that influences inflammation, insulin sensitivity, cardiovascular resilience, and brain function. Readers are encouraged to think beyond short-term weight loss and toward metabolic flexibility, muscle preservation, and recovery capacity. movement is presented not just as exercise, but as a strategy to protect longevity through strength, aerobic fitness, balance, and mobility. Sleep and stress management are treated as pillars that affect hormones, appetite signaling, immune regulation, and emotional stability, with downstream effects on disease risk and quality of life. Environmental factors also matter, including exposure to toxins and the benefits of supportive routines and relationships. The point is integration. A supplement or procedure will not compensate for chronic sleep deprivation, sedentary habits, or constant stress signaling. The book's practical posture is to start with the basics, measure outcomes where appropriate, and then add targeted strategies that match personal biology and constraints, making long-term adherence more realistic. Lastly, becoming your own health advocate, navigating systems, experts, and decisions, another major topic is the role of personal agency in a complex healthcare landscape. The book suggests that better outcomes often come from better questions, clearer goals, and a willingness to seek second opinions or specialized expertise when needed. It encourages readers to understand the incentives and limitations of standard care, especially when time constraints push clinicians towards symptom management instead of deep prevention work. From that starting point, it outlines a mindset of partnership, bring organized information, track key metrics, communicate family history, and collaborate on a plan that balances evidence, cost, and risk tolerance. It also emphasizes that decisions should be individualized, taking into account age, existing conditions, and personal priorities such as energy, cognition, athletic goals, or healthy aging. This advocacy extends to loved ones, helping families identify risks earlier and coordinate support. The book's broader argument is that modern medicine offers more options than ever, but those options work best when the patient is engaged, informed, and consistent. Empowerment here is not self-diagnosis, but active participation in prevention, treatment choices, and long-term maintenance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a big-picture understanding of where modern healthcare is heading, especially people interested in longevity, prevention, and using data to guide decisions. It can also help caregivers and family leaders who want to support loved ones by recognizing risks earlier and approaching medical choices with more clarity. The main benefit is mindset and strategy. It encourages readers to move from passive, symptom-based care to a proactive approach built on measurement, informed conversations with clinicians, and consistent fundamentals like sleep, movement, and stress regulation. That shift can improve daily energy and resilience today while reducing the odds of chronic illness later. Compared with many health books that focus narrowly on a single diet, supplement stack, or motivational framework, LifeForce stands out for tying practical habits to the emerging world of precision diagnostics and advanced therapies. It does not ask readers to become scientists, but it broadens their map of what is possible and what questions to ask. If you want a motivating overview that blends prevention with a tour of cutting-edge options, it is a worthwhile purchase and a useful catalyst for smarter, more personalized health planning. If you would like to support Tony Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.